And what made you start working in the hangar sector?
Well, I was studying abroad, and I decided for a variety of reasons to come back to England, and I wanted to work in housing. But to be honest with you, most of the jobs available didn't appeal to me. They weren't terribly interesting. And through a circuitous route, I heard about St Mungo's, and they had jobs available. And I thought that I would try and get a job with St Mungo's and then carry on looking for a proper job. And here I am, 30 years later.
And what was your first job with St Mungo's?
I was a hostel worker. We ran something called the Old Charing Cross Hospital, which was, as the name suggests, the old hospital off the Strand. It had stopped being used as a hospital some time before, when the hospital itself transferred to Fulham. So the building was vacant. It belonged to the police. St Mungo's managed to get a lease on it. And it housed officially 650 people, but there were about 25 different entrances into the building. And so on any one night, there could easily be up to 750 people in the building. St Mungo's then had 25 staff, and that included the office staff, that wasn't just hostel workers. So very often you'd be working a shift on your own.
What made you decide to stop with St Mungo's? And
well, I think it was really interesting work, and after a few months, 6 months or so, I think, I got a new job in St Mungo's doing resettlement, because the reason for that was that St Mungo's had a building in Vauxhall called Lennox Buildings, which was on Vauxhall Cross. It's been demolished since then. And it belonged to the GLC. And there was a fire in the building. And to cut a long story short, St Mungo's was required to close Lennox Buildings. These were flats for about 60, 70 people. And so that was my job, was to help the people who were living in the tenants of Lennox Buildings move into flats run by the GLC mainly. Pretty soon after I got that job, the police said they wanted Charing Cross back. So we had a big resettlement job on our hands, closing Charing Cross and finding places for the people living there. Particularly, and that was made more complicated because we didn't have replacement hostels. And even a couple of years later, when we finally closed Charing Cross, we only had two hostels, which are Cromwell Road and Endell Street, which you probably know. And at that time, they totaled 190 beds. So that went down from 750 to 190. So anyway, I moved on to resettlement, as I said. And because St Mungo's was changing and having to close its buildings and then find new ones and open them, there was a huge job of resettlement to be done. At the same time, we realized that big, huge hostels were not particularly good environments. So we were trying to get to replace the capacity in Charing Cross with smaller projects. So the organization was changing hugely.
And how did you step up through the different jobs in St Mungo's?
You have to